Expo 2020 is top of the list today.
Very much so. The Bureau des Expositions, the panelists from there, 250 of them, the guys basically who are going to decide who gets Expo 2020, will it be Dubai or will it be one of the other candidates? They've been in Dubai, and Dubai, of course, is putting on a show. Well, our reporter Natasha Thomas was there last night for one of the events, and she joins us now in the studio. Natasha, good to see you.
Good evening, Richard and Tim.
Dubai's been putting on a show. Was it a five-star performance?
Absolutely. I would say more than a five-star performance. Let me give you an idea of the ambience. It was a gala dinner for 250 representatives from the 167 countries. Who will, as you said, will decide if Dubai wins the bid or not. It was held at the outdoor area of the ballroom of the Armani Hotel. Now, this is at the base of the Burj Khalifa. So you can imagine this, the entire seating area was at the base of the Burj Khalifa, and beyond you could see the Dubai Fountain. Now, the Dubai Fountain was actually choreographed to the anthem of the BIE. So every couple of minutes, it would, not minutes, I would say, every 15, 20 minutes, it would play to the anthem of the BIE. So spectacular evening, breezy, perfect weather, and Julio Iglesias was the surprise performer.
You can't argue with a Spanish crooner, can
yes.
you?
So to give you a little idea of what went on last night, all the senior government officials were there. His Highness Sheikh Ahmed bin Zayed Al Maktoum, who's the chairman of Dubai Civil Aviation Authority and the president of the Supreme National Committee for Expo 2020, several state ministers, Her Excellency Reem bint Ibrahim Al Hashimi, the Minister of State, Amathar Al Taya, who's the chairman of Dubai Roads and Transport Authority, Sheikh Al Lubna bint Khalid Al Qasimi, the Minister of Development. All of them essentially there to support their bid to show what we are all about. Now, Sheikh Ahmed bin Zayed Al Maktoum, he started the proceedings. He gave the opening speech and welcomed the guests. At dinner, Mohammed Al Abar, the chairman of EMAR, gave some very personal insights into his experience of life in Dubai, of what it used to be and how much it has changed. And as I said, the setting was very, very appropriate. You know, he mentioned how the downtown area where Burj Khalifa is now located used to be a military warehouse just 8 years ago. Can you imagine that?
I mean, this is the thing that you forget, isn't it, about Dubai? Look back, go back, 11 or 12 years. Rich, you'll remember this. If you were in a position opposite the Meridian Mina Siyahi, okay, right, where Media City is now, and you looked towards Abu Dhabi, you would have been able to see Dubai. What's there now? There is a marina with 180 towers?
Yeah.
That's the incredible thing. I mean, in terms of locations, if you're looking to dazzle delegates and you're looking to host the Expo 2020, where else would you put a dinner like this apart from at the foot of the Burj?
Yeah, and you know, he also talked about how the Burj was originally just supposed to be 90 stories high, and then His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum pushed them to do something better, something never done before. Yeah, he spoke of the challenges they face, like carrying concrete at the right temperature to the top, because in this, you know, Dubai's temperature gets quite hot in summer. So to maintain that right temperature, to carry tons of concrete to the top, it took a lot of engineering skill. He also talked about how they had to ensure that lifts were fast enough so that when you order for takeaway pizza, it stays hot when it reaches your door. So essentially, talked about how the Burj Khalifa is this perfect building and Dubai is capable of making that. So if Dubai can build a Burj Khalifa, it can very well host Dubai Expo 2020, and it can do it like it's never been done before.